Norwegian journalist Åsne Seerstad's 2003 book, The Bookseller of Kabul, sold millions. But a court in Norway ruled recently that her writing defamed one of the characters and ordered her to pay $40,000 in damages. Ms. Seerstad was found guilty of defamation and negligent journalistic practices. She maintains the judgment is wrong and says she will appeal the case. The World's Carol Zahl has more on the story.
When Norwegian journalist Åsne Seerstad went to Kabul in 2002, she lived with the family of a well-known bookseller there, Shah Mohammed Rice. She spent about 5 months with the family, then left and wrote a book about the experience. Although she changed the names of characters and wrote it in a novelistic style, she presented her book as nonfiction, based on interviews, some via translators, with the Rice family. The Bookseller of Kabul was a worldwide bestseller. But back in Kabul, Mohammed Rice and his family were not happy.
She is lying about many things.
Rice claims Seerstad distorted the facts and defamed him and his family. One of the bones of contention is how women are portrayed in the book. It was Mohammed Rice's second wife, Soraya, who brought the suit against Seerstad in the Oslo court. The ruling said the book breached her privacy and that Ms. Seerstad didn't act in good faith. And Mohammed Rice takes issue with the fact that Seerstad portrayed him as buying his wife, Soraya. Seerstad says this particular issue comes down to semantics.
Whether the Afghans would use the word buying and selling, that's a different question, but I am in my right to use that word. It doesn't sound nice that you can buy or sell a wife, but I will still insist that is what is going on in Afghanistan. If you have a daughter, you will give her away, usually for a sum of money, or for goods, or other things.
Rice, however, says all he did was pay for the wedding.
I paid just for the expenses of a marriage. It's exactly the same as you do in the United Kingdom and the European countries and the United States, and the marriages have expenses.
The question of the marriage is just one sore point. Mr. Rice is also angry about a scene which depicts his mother without clothes on, and many other details. After the Norwegian court's ruling in favor of Soraya Rice, seven other family members are now reportedly planning to sue Ms. Seerstad. At stake is not just the truth of these particular facts, but also the way a Western journalist chose to interact with and portray a group of people in war-torn Afghanistan. Seerstad, who wrote the book in the style of a novel, says the ruling is unfair.
I feel very much I'm also being judged for the form that I've used, the literary form. So it makes it more difficult to work as a documentary journalist.
And, she says, it limits what she and other reporters can do.
It's definitely reducing journalists' right to not write rosy pictures about the world, but to really write the reality.
Still, Mohammed Rice maintains that Seerstad's book is not at all reality.
It's not true. And it doesn't give a good image of Afghan culture and Afghan ordinary people's life.
With a vow to appeal the decision from Seerstad and more lawsuits in the pipeline, the case promises to keep the courts busy with difficult questions about journalism and interpretation of cultural differences for some time to come. For The World, I'm Carol Zahl.